Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to Freedom Fridays with Hawks Black Student Union. We are broadcasting live from Mohawk Valley Community College. And today is November 6, 2015. We will be having a conversation about relationships this Friday forum. I would like to just say that we need to remain as open as possible. There is no challenges with the truth. There is no challenges when it comes to involving the truth. It is the highest form of sincerity. Remain calm, intelligent, and kind. The air is a perspective which wavelength not only delivers a common ground message, however, it has healing powers. So within our personal truth, we will create the space of healing, knowing that the voice of the voiceless shall speak. So let's have a hand using our talent to naturally shift the future of transformation. Radio is not only a vibration of sound, it is also a visual perspective creating imagery and building and reconstructing major changes within ourselves. It is a new world ordered by our ancestors, linked socially with our purpose. Meetings of the minds cooperating consciously to help one another get to the next level of ordained inheritance. Humbling ourselves within a medium that provides each paradigm with promise. Empowering potential visions. Motivating a movement. Discipline that provides the righteous mind. It promotes the righteous mind, remaining aware that the fantasy, dreams, and imagery is actually now found. Restoring ourselves by letting go of our wounds before our grand awakening. It is a breakthrough of rose-colored rainbows, familiarizing love on each dimension, growing and resurrecting through thick serpent emotions, waking up to the fact that shedding our rough skin will lessen the mental load. Using death as a thought, we must crucify negativity, limiting our transcendence. We will be rising and correcting ourselves daily in order to maintain peace and purpose. And this is the Hawks Black Student Union Speaks. This is Freedom Friday Forum. Welcome. We'll be right back with more. Well, well, welcome back to Hawks Black Student Union Speaks. We are live broadcasting from Mohawk Valley Community College. We are talking today about relationships. And I have posed a question that I would like the Hawks Black Student Union to speak, to burst their perspective about. So the question is, if you're in a relationship with someone, relationship meaning mother, friend, spouse, loved one, any type of personal connection that you have with someone, is it necessary? Is it a relationship, is this something that you require of someone else who you're in a relationship with in order for them to support something that you do? I'll give you an example. For example, I'm a poet. However, the person that I have a relationship with, my best friend, she's not into poetry. She doesn't like poetry. Just doesn't do it for her. Should I sustain a relationship with her if she does not support my poetry? So, in other words, if you're in a relationship with someone, is it worth holding on to that person if they do not support your special interest, whatever that special interest may be? I will open this line up to Ebony, who represents the Black Student Union. That's the question for you. Welcome to Hawks Black Student Union Speaks. You're on.
Hi. I think it is important for somebody to support your personal interest because you need to, like, have a certain connection towards that person, no matter who it is, mother, daughter, son. Like, especially as a kid, you could be always gaining, like, no matter if you don't like the interest or whatever. It just gives them that personal connection just to...
peace and love, everybody. I feel support is needed in establishing or bettering a connection you have between somebody. Like, look at the people who are publicly known for their special crafts or talent. I'm pretty sure majority of have that support system, that support team, people behind them, following them. You better believe that the person you're in relationship with, you have this relationship with, necessarily has to be in love with what you're doing, but support and that person just be there, it could definitely further connect.
Hey, y'all, this is Simba. Well, my opinion on this this subject is that whether or not you do or do not approve of what they're doing, I do feel like support is completely necessary to establish a relationship between anybody. And I'm not saying that you should attend every event or put in your peace of mind into everything, but you should be there for every part that they need you in. And they ask you for it, you should definitely support them because this is how you build a connection with that person and y'all grow on from there. Without any connection, any support, any love, any trust, there wouldn't be anything building. So I do think that support is definitely an important aspect in any type of relationship between family, lovers, or friends.
Apologize for those technical difficulties. I find that very interesting. So suppose, do you feel like on any level, Hawks Black Student Union, that's some type of force, like forcing someone, because from what I'm hearing, support and all that stuff, I haven't heard anybody on the opposing end. Oh, you just said something. And what I would like to know is, on both aspects of it, does someone that you're in a relationship with coming to support you make or break your relationship, and why? Okay, so my question is, I don't want to sit through a boring movie or a boring opera if I don't like opera. Why do I have to go through that? Just because I love you, the person. I don't like opera. So why can't you go without me for 2 hours, go to what you like, you know, mingle outside of me? Why should I have to put that, why should I have to be affected? I don't want to go.
Hello. Okay. Well, I'm not, as I said before, I don't feel like you should be there for every event, every, like, I feel like it has to be a mutual, a compromise between you two. Like, you should know what they like, what they don't, just like, you know, what they don't like, and y'all should find out a mutual meeting. So y'all both can enjoy the relationship at each point. I mean, there is going to be times you're not going to enjoy it, but at the same time, if you enjoy that person's company, then I feel like it won't be as bad as you think it would be. But you should be able to voice your opinion on what you oppose of. So besides being supportive, you should also be understanding.
Well, like I said before, I feel support can further a connection you already have with somebody. If you already love somebody and you really love them, I don't necessarily believe that you have to go to all their events just to be supported. I mean, if that's not true, then that's not true. You shouldn't be forced to do something you do not want to do. But like I said, confer the connection.
So you mean to tell me that it's worth holding on to a relationship even though the person doesn't want to support something that you're doing and you find with your heart is something that you adore? Like, how can we build if it's something that we don't have in common? Is that, like, the same thing as opposite attract?
Okay, when you say opposite attract, this is something in common, which means what some person lacks, others care to provide. So when these opposites meet, they balance. And what I mean by that is that you find each other, you learn each other's lives, what they like, what they don't like, as I said before. But at the end of the day, you should be able to voice your opinion on anything. If you oppose to something, they should be understanding. But at the same time, you can oppose somebody and still be supportive. You may not like the person they make, but you still can be supportive on what they're doing. Not 100%. But enough to know that they will be there at the end of the day.
Yeah. I have a question about relationships. So I want to know if men still really appreciate and love their women, or is it just they can't stand the thought of them being penetrated by another guy? Because they claim that they, you know, love them, but if something happens, you know, it's just they just get upset at the fact that the thought that what was once theirs or what is theirs is being penetrated by somebody else. And that's just the reality of what I see. Any comments or questions?
Well, could you basically be clear on your question?
Sure. So, let me explain this. So, men nowadays, right, men, there is a certain stigma that men aren't faithful. It goes hand in hand, really, to our women as well. But I want to debunk, dismiss, or notion that some men out there actually don't love or appreciate their women. They just can't stand the thought of what was once theirs or what is theirs being penetrated by another guy. So I guess my question is that true? Is that not true? Or how do you feel about that, et cetera?
Well, I don't know if you asked me or not. However, I would like to offer my experiences involved in that. See, I'm a lady who's 34 years of age, right? And I've been in a relationship before, a long one, and I feel like it's a control, arrogant issue for certain men who have been with you, know your worth, however, do not want to let your worth known to you until you move on, and then they want to come back. And I think that's very selfish and it's not right. Because let that person grow without you. They don't have to be with you in order for them to grow. And you ain't going to always be in a relationship with somebody that you love.
Sometimes you have that flower that you love blossom on its own. But it's known things about men that are not able. It's very well known, but I tend to disagree because one is based on females who do not respect themselves. That's one mistake. At one point, they never respect themselves. Two is based on women who are very narrow-minded when it comes to fights. I don't believe in fights. Three, there are men that aren't visual, and they go around depicting this, maybe like depicting this aspect on a lot of females. And once it's in a certain area, especially where people don't get around a lot, of course that's when it's going to spread out. But I do believe that there is things out there. You just gotta respect yourself and you need to find somebody who respects you.
I have a very opinionated statement I'm gonna say. Getting back to the question about do men appreciate women. I think all men appreciate women. I just think men just have sex just because. But when you find a woman that you really appreciate, you gonna know whether or not to put the time in that you want. And women should know. And women should know off the backhand whether or not the guy is there for them or not. Because if he's not there for you as much as he should be, that you shouldn't give them your goods so soon, because if you do, don't think you're vulnerable. That's just like saying, why not take advantage of something? It's not right. But if you're just giving the male that loves you, you're just going to keep doing it. So if the sister keep complaining about men doing this, men doing that, maybe you shouldn't give it up so soon.
I guess it kind of reminds me of the saying, why pay for the cow when you can get the milk for free? That's a good point.
Well, I feel like if we were straightforward about it from jump, instead of, you know, beating around the bush, just say, you know, I want, you know, X and O, X and O, instead of, you know, I love you, I love you, you know, I think I'll benefit more. But then again, there are some women actually get mad when you straight forward. They're like, what? And this is absurd, but really you have to respect it because you're coming straight forward, not trying to waste your time or get you upset at all. How do we feel about that?
I completely agree with you. I am a big person on being straightforward, being honest, being honest. Because once you beat around the bush, everything's so confusing. If you stay for the dump, all you want is a sexual relationship, then and there you'll be able to find out if that person wants to continue or not. But I think it's completely unfair to lead someone on in the wrong direction. And then when they speak out on it, you completely step into the curve because you assume that they knew it. You only know in a second relationship. And males seem to fail at realizing that some females are also looking for only a sexual relationship. Not all, because there are sexual females that just want to have sex.
Well, I feel like, in terms of sex, females like or love sex just as much or more than men, but they would never admit it. The same way men have testosterone, women have estrogen. But they would never admit it for the simple fact that, you know, modern day, you know, the problem is that, you know, whether they're looked at as a quote-unquote thought, which is a problem, because sex is sex, sex is natural.
Can I add on to that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Add on to what you were saying. You want to know the difference? Well, I'm going to go back to what the sister was talking about with sometimes females just want sex, too. I disagree with that. I don't think females can do the things that males do. I'm not praising not one bit how males supposed to be doing. I'm not saying that's a praise. I'm not clapping for that. But I'm going to say we as a whole, we do that. And I don't think females can do that because females have sex with a different emotion than males do. Whether they're going to say it or not, they have sex with different emotions than males do. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, but females and males. I don't know. Is it right? Okay. Females and males have the same emotions. Like, it doesn't matter whether, you know, I just lay down with this person or I lay down with that person. Eventually, the feelings will develop. It has nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with just sex. If I want sex, I want sex. It's just like going up to a person and just telling a person, oh, yo, I want this, this, and this from you. Just be upfront with it.
I completely disagree with the theory that women have sex with different emotions. I mean, yes, females are feminine. They grew up under, you know, specific, I guess, laws, you want to say, because they watched their wife, I mean, the wife of their home, their mother and their father grow up a different way. But I've seen women have sex and have no emotions. But you can't say that men walk away without emotion, because I see at times that after a man and woman exchange sexual energies, the female continue on with their lives, and the man will get so disrupted from that because they don't realize they're connected to that woman in some type of way.
Well, I think that goes hand in hand with both the woman and the man. Because not just because, you know, just like Adam, what you just said, you know, they're exchanging energies. It's not one person giving an energy. It's the exchanging of energies. So it is impossible, literally, and that word I don't like, but it is literally impossible for a man and a woman to lay down with each other and not catch feelings. And that's the problem. So, you know, but what do we do from there, you know?
Well, I feel that as males, they watch TV or they watch their fathers and they have this idea in their head that they have to be so masculine and powerful. They shouldn't show any affection or emotion. It can't be sensitive. And I feel that's why at the end of the day, they have sex. And sometimes they feel like they need to walk away, and that's establishing some manly stance in their life.
Also, not to mention that a lot of guys, sometimes when they're in a relationship with a female, what happens is they don't realize how much they like the female until a few dates after. So they go in saying that, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that, but when they get caught up in that swirl of her love, then they change the script, and they forgot what they said when they entered the relationship, and the girl is standing to what he said, but what now he want to switch after he couldn't realize what he didn't think he was. Daddy!
That's right.
I agree with that. You see, the difference, in my opinion, the difference between males and females with the relationship aspect of it, females, I like to say that they are a little smarter. They're actually a little smarter because in the beginning, they know the worth of the person that they're talking to. The man, later on, either when the thing is over with already or when it's dying down, that's when they get to realize, like, oh, man, I messed that up. But I just want to get back to this biases that's going against the males. I'm going to stick up for my brothers. The brothers that actually do keep it real and tell these females that I want this, I want that, straightforward. And you do what you need to do in that bedroom, and the next thing you know, oh, the script thing. Oh, why are you not talking to me? Why are you just walking by? Why are you treating me as a friend? Why am I, what's going on? What do you mean what's going on? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're my girlfriend now. Oh, I'm supposed to do this now. What's going on? What about that? What about the brothers that actually do keep it real and females going to their girls telling this, telling that? Oh, what changed? What happened? What about that? What about the brothers that actually do be honest?
And yeah, I agree. But now, the simple fact, now also now, see, women are not innocent either, but it shouldn't be a, you know, point fingers because now, you know, the thing about the black man and the black woman is that there's always needs to be a balance of the masculine and feminine energy. There has to be a balance. So people often mistake relationships as, you know, I'm giving 50%, you give 50%. No, if you think about it, that's two halves. You have to be 100% and also be 100% because you have to both complete already. You're not both bringing a half and telling the other person to bring the other half to complete. That half that's missing is now that person to bring the other half to ask out. So it needs to be two full complete. It all needs to be complete from both sides, both as men and women, for relationships to work nowadays. And we expect too much of the person without even communicating to them about expectations. And that's the problem. But closing out here, MVCC, Blackhawks, the Student Union, second radio show live, November 6, 2015. Hope that kings and queens. Peace.